We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to the Michigan Instant Reaction of the Five Star Zone, Rico Beard. And Michigan gets the win. They make it to 7-0. That brings up the matchup that everybody's been waiting for. Next Saturday at noon at Spartan Stadium, 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State. But first, let's talk about this game against Northwestern. Michigan wins 33-7. And it really, Michigan used the same blueprint that they used every week. And you know what? It works. Now, I know a lot of Wolverine fans, a lot of my friends, Wolverines, yes, I know, they're upset because they say, hey, we need better creative play calling. We need, you know, throw the ball, chuck it around, more big plays. Guys, I would simply say this. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. It may not be pretty, but it works. You lean on that defense, and you just make sure that Cade doesn't turn the ball over, and he doesn't. He doesn't throw for tons of yards. He doesn't throw for a lot of touchdowns, but keep the chains moving. End every possession with a kick, whether it's a punt, extra point, or field goal. I mean, you got a money kicker in Moody, probably one of the best kickers in the Big Ten. You just rely on that. You grind this thing out. That's been the Michigan MO the entire season, and it worked again today. Think about it. If it wasn't for the one big run that Northwestern had, this thing's a shutout. I mean, Michigan totally, that defense totally dominated Northwestern. They had 100 yards rushing. 75 came in 1 yard. You held them to 133 yards passing. It's the formula that works. Now, I'm still confused about the whole quarterback rotation. I'm not understanding when you bring JJ in. It tells your opponent you're running the ball. And I'm not including the late possessions in the game because at that point the game was over. Hell, Northwestern didn't even try to do a backdoor cover. They were running the ball. They just wanted to get out of there without getting injured. But I'm talking about when the game matters. When you bring him in, I know people will say, well, you're saving those trick plays. I don't know. Because I'm thinking if you had the trick plays, man, that's ballsy if you didn't use them against Nebraska when you probably needed them. That's my only big thing is I'm just concerned of when JJ is in the game, you're kind of telling everybody it's going to be a run. So kind of sell out to the run. Now, the other thing, speaking of run, Blake Corum, this guy, the way he absorbs that first hit and keeps going, getting the yards after contact, it is a thing of beauty. There were many times he should have been stopped in the backfield. He's just bigger and stronger than the other people on the Northwestern's defense. He's been getting it done like that the entire year. So Michigan gets the big win. And the pressure's off, you know, because at 10-7 at halftime, you're starting to think, well, could this be a game that they would have to sweat? Because you saw a whole bunch of teams sweating it out this Saturday. They didn't. They came in second half, got the job done. Special teams got the nice block punt, set them up for in prime position to score. You had the interception that was that the guy tipped to himself. You know, that's what you need when, you know, you're a winning team. And that formula works. Now you're going to get to the ridiculous of all week of both fan bases just kind of going back and forth. But you know what? That's what they do. But this game, Michigan handled their business. And I know to a lot of Michigan fans, you're like, and even Harbaugh said, leaving a lot of meat on the bones because they're leaving a lot of plays out there. There were a lot of possessions where they probably should have scored touchdown. They didn't. Had big plays. They didn't. Whether it's underthrown ball, overthrown ball. Now you're getting to the better teams of the Big Ten. You got to be able to hit upon some of that. And you're going to have to, well, we'll find out. Because next Saturday at this time, somebody's going to be 8-0. Somebody's going to be 7-1. One fan base is going to be ecstatic. The other, not so much. Real quick before I go, don't know if you had a chance to watch the 9 overtime game, Illinois-Penn State. Yeah, 9 overtime game. I don't know if I like this new rule or not. It's funny because it got me to thinking. If the game next week ended up in an overtime like that, and after the third overtime, it's basically a 2-point conversion play. That's it. What would be the play that Michigan would run? What would be the play that Michigan State would run? Because that's kind of the Achilles heel of both teams. When they get stuck down deep in the red zone, it's hard for them to score. So it just kind of led me to thinking, what would happen? Brandon Peters, former Michigan quarterback, hits his receiver for the 2-point conversion. Illinois goes into Happy Valley, upsets Penn State 20-18. So you'll hear a whole lot more about that. But yeah, it just kind of got me to wondering, what would be that play if you had to run a bunch of 2-point conversions? Would it be a run? Would it be a pass? It would be interesting. So let's really hope to God that it doesn't come down to that. But yeah, thanks for listening. Evan and I will be back this Wednesday to preview Michigan State. Probably it should be a battle of two top 10 teams, especially with Penn State losing. MSU's on the bye week. My Vegas guy says Michigan should probably be a 1.5-point favorite. We'll see where that line goes. But thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the 5-Star Zone. I'm Rico Beard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.